We're going to focus on the din of Nida, Yichud by Nida, which is in Sanhedrin, the Taisis in Lamazayin Amar Aleph Be'ekah. It's not La Halacha, just we'll bring out a number of Svaras that might play itself out in the Gemara and Kedushin as well. Stam Yisaydis, Stam Yivrei Devarim, which might be interesting, La Halacha, but like I said, it's not La Halacha, it's before Torah Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, Taisis over there brings down that the drasha of Mechich, Siska, Yichicha, Ben Yimecha, that drasha of Yichud is the Raisa. And Mele Frektoi says, how could it be that the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Zayinam Alav says that there's no din of Yichud by Anida? Shayla Yichidu, because he has Suga B'Shashanim. How could it be Suga B'Shashanim, which is a Pasuk, the Divrei Kabbalah, to be Oiken Issa the Raisa of Yichud, if Yichud is the Raisa? So Taisis is Kasha. The Maisa, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vavim Mebeis actually uses the Lashon that Yichud is Daraisa. It goes Chejim, why do you need this Xer for? It's Daraisa, Daraisa. The Gemara uses it at least once, maybe twice, the Lashon that Yichud is Midaraisa and it's not from a Pasuk. So you have a Gemara, it's not just Taisa, but Pashas, it's a Gemara that says that the Issa Yichud is Daraisa. At least Yichud by Arayis is Daraisa. As a fact, Taisa. So how could Nida be different just because it has a Pasuk, Suga B'Shashanim? So I want to just go through a couple of truths. And first of all, the Rambam Shita is that Yichud is not Midaraisa, only Midivrei Kabbalah. What he does with the Lashon and Gemara, okay. But Lamaisa is, he holds it's only Midivrei Kabbalah. In fact, the Tuv Tam Vedas, Shlomo Klugel, in Madura Tlisoi, the end of Simen Hei, Taka says that the Rambam knew it was Midivrei Kabbalah. He was forced to say it was Midivrei Kabbalah because of Taisa Kasha. How did he get out of Taisa Kasha? Taisa is because he learned it was Mdivrei Kabbalah. Mamela, Suga B'Shashanim, which is also Mdivrei Kabbalah. So one Kabbalah, one Pasik, one Divrei Kabbalah could undo the next Divrei Kabbalah. Mamela to get out of Taisa Kasha. Shtickle of a diikt to the Rambam is that the Gemara keeps on saying, every time it brings it down, it says, Rem is Minayim. So a Rem is, it's a hint to Yichud. It's not some Mufurish, it's like an Asmachta. Rem is a Divrei Kabbalah. It sounds like it's not Mufurish at the Raisa. So you have Steer Dikim Hashmois, but they're good. So like the Rambam, Taisa Kasha not Shre. One, I want to give another teretz, and that is, there's a machlokes rishonim. There's a Taisus Rosh, the beginning of Yevamis, Tavbezim and Aleph. The Taisus Rosh is mechadish that Nida is not a Nisa Erva. It's Karis, but it's not Erva. To be qualified, to be considered an Erva, has to be something which is a Nisa Kurva, a sister. So to me, it's also, to you, it's Mata. So vice versa, it's an Erva. Anything that to one person it's us, and to the other person it's muta, so that's an erva. But Nida, who's usa to the whole world, and when she's not a Nida, she's muta, I'm saying it's nothing to do with one person over the next, not, no shaykh, it's not an isar kruvo, doesn't go under the klal of erva. That's what Taisa Rosh says. Sorry? No, let's say a Nida Panuya, whatever, regular Nida.
A
nida is a karis. If a baal on nida, let's say someone's a penuyan, your baal on nida, she's a nida, she's a karis. So that is a nida. Taisa Rosh says it's not an erva. It's machlekes rishonim. Many rishonim, rei rishonim, neshach, nabazray derayis, and we have laalok. But there is a Taisa Rosh that it's not a nisa erva. What's the significance? If you look, the Rambam and others had the same lishonis when they talk about this klal, this din deraisa, that there's a isa Yichud on Arayis, they keep on saying, Evrim in Arayis, 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 Arayis. So he says, because the Tumul Nachrayim, what would be if there's Lavim and Asay? But Pashup Shad, if you look through Yishayim, Nochanan, Nochanan, they always talk about Arayis. It has to be an Issa Erva to have the Issa Daraisa of Yichud. So if you hold that Nida is not an Issa Erva, so it would come out a plan that's why it wouldn't be Bechlal this din. I mean, Taisa Kasha, another Teresa Taisa Kasha. All right. But Maisa, what is Taisa in? So Taisa has a chiddush. Taisa lost her Torah lakein imay. Since it's the drush is like imay, imay is muta lafugi all the other arayis. So it has to be kein imay. The loavida the mishtaria. I will need the seifel itar. Need which is oimid seifel itar. It's not just seifel mishtaria. She's oimid. She is going to be there. Kol. It's the minig every couple of weeks. They are oimid litar. So memelo, she's different. It's not learned out from aim. Right, that's Taisa's Teres, Mamela, that's why Nida is not Bechlal Doraisa. Fine. That's Taisa's Chiddush. Lemaisa is this concept of Taisa's is already a Gemara in Saita. The Gemara says, what's the chilip between Saita and Nida? How come by Saita they were Geiza, Issa Yichud, and by Nida not? It's actually a machlokes tanoim, but the Rabbanan, how could the Rabbanan hold that there's a chilek between nida and saito? The Gemara says, mamish this chilek, because the nida is saifali tar, so they weren't geiza. It's not yitzra takfa, because you could hold out, you know, in another week or two, she's going to be muteris. Mashen kain, saito, which is not saifali tar, because she might be a saito, you never know if she's going to be muteris or not after the bedika, mamela, there is an issa yichat. So it's a Gemara. What the chiddush of Taisis is that Taisis upgraded that svara to a deraisa de gezerah. I mean, the Gemara was talking about is a yichum midrabanan. They were goyza by saita and they weren't goyza by nida. So that the Gemara says they weren't goyza by nida because not yitzra takfa because it's seifa litar. Comes along Taisis and said that svara works even on a deraisa de level, that even the isa yichud midrabanan is going to be muteres. Why? Because seifa litar. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that there's a chakir amongst the achrayim. What is the issa yichud? Is the issa yichud a gzeira? Shema yavay aleh. It's a deraisa dika gzeira, good. But it's a goyim going to come out. It's a lashon Rambam is like that. Goyim le, I've got the exact lashon. Goyim le gila arayis le gila erva. Is that the issa yichud? Well, it's issa yichud and issa bifnei atzma. It's just like chibek venisha could be a nisa b'fnei atzma. It's not because it's goyim erva. On an erva, you never have any hiskarvis. One hiskarvis is bia, another hiskarvis is chibek, another hiskarvis is nishuk. Another hiskarvis you now let to have with an erva is yichud. Yichud, you're in a compromising position. That also is a form of hiskarvis that's also with a rais. It's nothing to do because you're going to be Shema Yovela. Even if you know you're not a Zakena, for sure it's not. Baila Be'er, that Shach wants a tight shop in Rashi and Kedushin. Even Baila Be'er, you know for sure you're not going to be Yovela because she's Mirtis, whatever. It doesn't make a difference, but there's still an Isi because you're in a compromising position. You're not Matziv of a Skarvis that you could come to a Tashmish. You're in a Mokum Seisa. That Mokum Yichud is a type of a Skarvis, and Mamil is going to be an also a Nisa Yichud. So it's a Bifnei Atzma, nothing to do with Shem Yavai Allah. That came from this Pasuk that we're dashing from. This Pasuk. No, this Pasuk that says, Ben and Aim. Even the second tzad is learned that the Dosh date in the Pasuk, Ben and Me'aim, but not anyone else. No other arise. So we learn out from here that even this type of iskarvis of yichud is also awesome. I don't know if it's less iskarvis, it's in this pasuk. I don't know now it's a gila, no, but it's just from this pasuk. Oh, so now look this. So bishlam, if you learn that it's also saif because of saifi lovi to an erva, it's like a, that's in the, it's a gazeris hakra. So you could say, someone who's saifili tar is not yitzur takfa, so they didn't make this gzeir, albeit it's a daraisa, but they didn't make this gzeir daraisa of. But if you learn that it's a isa bifnei atzma, it's a chefsa, you now have this iskarvis, suki, yes, saifili tar, not saifili tar, what's going on? What is this pshat?
It means it's a different type of
error. So what should be the chilek? So.
No, it's similar to
Israel,
but it's different kind of
error.
It's a different kind of
error. So Rav Shach himself, not much, he bavarns. He says, how can we see by Zoch and Behema is a mutter, Yichud? Just because in the next to Yisrael, who cares? But nothing to do with the Kshad that you're going to have Tashmish. So he said, and Rav Shach is the one who holds it, it's a Bifnasa. That's a Rav Shach's Shita. So Memela, he tiny is that, no, it sounds like what he's saying is that because it's not such a chomed dika issa, because you see, lo nechshel Yisrael kach, so Chazal, or the Torah that is, never made this gzer. It's not a gzer that you're going to come to up to having tashish, but on chomed dika isurim, they made isurim even for his karvas, achibik, venishik, and yichud. Mashenkin, if it's not such a chomed dika issa, they didn't make all the extra of Israel derais. They didn't make all everything else. So for, just like for Behema and Azocha, the Torah felt it wasn't necessary because not an Issa Chomer to Asa Yichud, so too the Torah wouldn't Asa Yichud on Nida because Nida is not a Chomer Dike Issa because Seifel Eitar. It's a Leichte Issa. Since it's a Leichte Issa, therefore they didn't make, not because it's Gzei Sham Yava, but they didn't make the extra Ab Israel. That's how it seems that Rav Shach learned. There's a Chuvis Torah's Chesed in Chelik Beis, in the Simen Yud Beis, Ais Beis. He Bavon Seik Dor for a different Chesed, but he wants to say also similar word, he wants to say that Issa Kal. Aim is Issa Ilam is, so that's Issa Chomer. Like we find this type of Asura Seifel Yitar in other Yisurim. Machenke neither, which is Seifel Yitar, so it's a Leichte Issa, I mean it's still Kares, but it's a Leichte Issa, because of the Leichte Issa, the Torah wasn't Magbid on its Yichud. All right, it's a bit of a chiddush. I mean, you could have something mechalik with leichheit. Why don't we say aim is dafka mises bezdin? Has to be mises bezdin and not and need is only kares. And over that type of chiddush we don't make. Punk this chiddush we do make and needs a hezma. All right, getting back to Teis HaSara. So Parship Shad is, let's go back. Parship Shad is, and then the Rambam and the Chassid Nishon, so a lot of Akrenim hold that the Issa Yichud is because you're going to come to Shema Yovel Yalah. That's Parship Shad. But Yesh Lachkar, what is the Shema Yovel Yalah? Is the Shema Yovel Yalah now, in this Yichud right now, you're in the with her for those few minutes, right now, Shema Yovel Yalah? Or Shad is that being in a compromising position, breaking down this gather that you have with her, is going to bring a hiskarvis that you'll have beer with her at a different time, tomorrow, the next day. I mean, still now there's a certain gather, a certain separation that you stay apart from each other. Once this breakdown of this gedarim come along, so now who knows what tomorrow's going to bring. Today there was yichud, tomorrow's going to be chivik, the next day going to be nishuk, and the next day is going to be bia. It's another form of hiskarvis. You're getting one step closer to, which is going to lead ultimately, or possibly lead ultimately, to a tashish. But lav dafka in this yichud itself. What's a nafkamina? Not a nafkamina, but it comes out. You don't need this hezbo, but it comes out a little better, the hezbo. Why need the seifel atar is different. Because if you learn that we're not choshish dafka punkt in this yichud, we're afraid that it's going to come. So bishlam u'ol isurim, which are ilamis, so yes, so tomorrow is also a problem. But neither which be yisaita is a seifel atar dika isa. So the fact that we have a degree of iskarvis, who said the Torah asked that iskarvis, if tomorrow she's anyway going to be muteris. So maybe you'll be bayala before she goes to the mikvah. But the idea is that tomorrow she's anyway, I mean, she's safely tar anyway. So the fact that I have this iskarvis is not a problem because eventually I'm going to have her muteris anyway. So therefore, that's the chilek. I don't know, you need it, but it will come out a drop easier.
Yes, sir. How is
it had to bayala beer? What's that to bayala beer? So we were tying it that the bayala beer, the pshad is, well, how's it had to any type when you have this? What's it had to if you have Pesach Pesuch? How do you understand that? Tertz is because then it's not a compromising position. And what's a hetta if you have a three anashim or two anashim, whatever it is? Tertz is because you're not in a compromising position. So if you have a baila beer, so you're not in a compromising position, so you don't have that breakdown. Because only if you're in a compromise in a position that you could have a two atashish, so there is a hiskarvis here, that hiskarvis is going to lead to tomorrow to atashish. But if you don't have that hiskarvis, it's not going to lead tomorrow to atashish. Sorry? Yeah, anything. Do anything. I don't know. Tertz is, there's a form. What's considered, you want to know, qualify what's yichud. Yichud is in a matzav that you could come to tashish. What's the reason why it's us? Is because there's a breakdown that you're going to come to be yovel at when? Maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day. Why? Again, could be the same thing. Could be, again, that the sheer tumma is what type of compromising position you're in. If you're in an elevator with over 10 seconds, that's not compromising. If you're in a matzav that you could come to tashish right now, so you're a little more hamish with her, so that's the problem. You just have a breakdown in your relationship. That's the problem. All right. Okay, I mean, you could probably the mechalik or whatever. All right, anyway, what's Taisa? Taisa continues. Taisa says, Omiyu, he makes a Yisrael film. Omiyu, heichad olebal, afilu nida asiru l'siyakik, damrinu bebehakam adeksubis, lebal, hu yachem ben anoshim, vishle yishena ben anoshim. First, Taisa said that the chilek is, whether it's seifel itar. Then Taisa says, Moisef, Omiyu, you should know that even by a nida, if you're not bal, as well as asa b'yichad. Pashib Shat Rav Achrenim learned, Taisa is just telling you that Al Zderabonin, you're still going to have the Issa. Means even though it's not Doim Ala'im and it won't be Asa Midaraisa, but Chazal was still Goyza, Nafapikin could be Yitzra Takva, unless you're Baalan and it's not Yitzra Takva. It's a Din Derabonin. That's how most Achrenim learn Taisa. However, the Maram, or for not, learns Taisa a blitz Pshat in Taisa, that Taisa is saying a new Teretz, Voide Shleima, new Teretz. First Teretz was the Chilek is, but the Seifel Itar. Comes along a second teretz and says, no, the chilek is whether you're baala. If you're baala, it's going to be mota. If you're not baala, it's also. Because the issa of aim, the issa that was thrown down from the pasuk of benim, misyakra and mimoy, has to be doima la'aim that you are not baala. If you have azat erva, that you are not baala, so it's mamsha goga felicha yitzra takva, so then they asa jichud. But if it's an erva that you were baala, a nida that you were already baala, that's not doima la'aim, and memelo be mota. Means that svara, whether baala or not, the Maharam wants to say is the Svarim Midraisa, not just the Svarim Midrabanan to Milchalik. The other Achrayim, they want to learn. No, if Maharam wants to learn, even Midraisa, it's a Svarim. Once you're Baalah, you don't have this Issa Yichud Midraisa. It's not Doim Leim because you're Baalah. So now the problem with, first, before we go to a problem, Halacha Lemais, Eloi to Maharam, it's going to come out that even though David was Gazar ala Punuya, but it's Nishnegeah today. Because today all our Pnuyas are Nidus. So Memel, you don't need David's Gzeri. It's also Midaraisa. For someone to be Miyachid with a Pnuya Bismanenu, it's going to be an Issa Daraisa of Yichud because she's a Nida.
12-year-old's not necessarily.
Okay. Yeah, depending on the 12-year. Good. 14-year-old. Every 14-year-old above is going to be an Issa Nida, which is an Issa Daraisa. It's coming out that Yichud be also Midaraisa. So Dava Chodesh. Okay, that's the Marams. Like the Maram Shita. The problem is that everyone jumps to Maram is then it should come out that let's say Eishes Ish, right? You married to somebody and then whatever. Ruth was married to someone, divorced her, now she married to somebody else. So she's an Eishes Ish. And Issa Daraisa Erva Mamish Achito Verva, right? Avu begins going to be Muto Midaraisa, at least like the Maram, maybe Mutan Gansam, but Mutu Midaraisa, because since he was already Baalah, so he's not Yitzra Tokfa anymore. So it's going to be a mutter. It's not Doi Malay. I say, Frekta Rishash. And the oracle in there asked, once you're doing that, he asked on all Ervis. Every single Arayis that you had a chance to be Baal already, or Bebeznos, or your Baal, let's say you're Baal Achoysa, and then you marry the sister. So Achaz Ishta shouldn't be mutter now. It's not a problem anymore, because you're already Baal, so you don't have Yitzra Tokfa. Every Ervis come out. With many of the Ervis, you could even do it better. I mean, without having the Ervish, but it should come out that once you're Baal Arayis, it should be Mutta now, it's no longer Nisa Daraisa. How you talking? No longer Nisa Yichud B'chal. How you talking? Can't say such a thing. So they jump on the Maram. And if you're going to want to tell me that Enechanami, it's Chiddush, but Enechanami, Eishizish, B'nisun Shneim, and Arayis, you're already Baal, is Taka Mutta Madaraisa, because they're not doing Malayim, but still be awesome with the Rabbanon. And that's how the Maram will get out of the halacha, whatever the rights that they have that these things are still also. I think I have a right that can be also that can't be a pshat. Why? Because the Gemara, in the first Gemara in Chaf Aleph in Sanhedrin says, "Am Rav Yudah Marav Boisa Shah Gazra Ala Yichud Vala Pnuya." In fact, the Gemara Yichud Daraisi. He had the Gemara used a lot in Daraisi as well. Yichud Daraisi. The Amar Rav Yochum Shum Rishim. And Ella, what's the Gemara say? Ella, Ema Gazra Ala Yichud Pnuya. Means the Memra was Gazra Ala Yichud Vala Pnuya. But it can't be. What do you need two things? Yichud Daraisa. So it has to be Gazra Yichud Dipnuya. But if they're going to come out that like the Maram, I could have Eishes Ish, Nesuyin Shneim, and all the Araisa, you're already a Baala, will be Mutim Adaraisa and only also Madarabanan, so I have a better Teres in the Gemara. The Gemara should say, Gazra Ala Yichud Valapunya. Gazra Ala Yichud were all these Arayas that they're already Baala. Valapunya was the second. But why is the Gemara after Mutcha and Bimatchik and say that Yichud is taka not a separate thing, it's only Yichud Dipnuyim in Magia? So Yichud is separate, and Yichud means all the Arayas that you're a Baala.
Wasn't Baal yet, so he can't be
Geyser.
He could be
Geyser. No, when he wasn't Baal, it was.
They couldn't be Geyser.
No, that wasn't the Gemara's Kasha. The correct Gemara. God's Aliqa, Pnuya Yichud Daraisa. I have a different Kasha. What's God's Aliqa, Eishazish? Tama wasn't Eishazish. It was one, wouldn't be Duma to Tama. When you see such a Gefela Chazak, Benois Malachim Kach, Tznuis Kach, there'll be Geyser in everything. But the fact of the matter is still before it was the Raisa, what do you need the Gzera? When you have a simple Eitza, the Eitza will be for all the Raisa, Eish Azish, all the Raisa, we already Baala, will be Mutim mid the Raisa, be also mid the Rabban, also this Gzera. And Lamai, you see, there's no such Gzera. You can't have such a Gzera, it must be, it's also mid the Raisa, not like the Maram.
What is
the Shkiach? It's not so Shkiach.
Why can't you say it's a
No, he says that the new territory. It's two different territories. He says either one, right? He says Miu is another Eitzah. So you don't have to come on to Baal Yitaristam. It's the fact that you're already Baal, that itself does it. All right, so it should come out. It's a very modern, this Maram. Another kasha on the Maram is that there's a Shitas Ramach. The Ramach brings down, the Ramach al Rambam, Shapsi's Rambam, brings down from Yesh Meforshim that Nida is Mutta, the Din Nida, you're allowed to, if you marry somebody and she's a Nida, you're allowed to be Mesiachet with her if you already bore on somebody else. You don't have to be born her. As long as the husband already had beer, so it's not Yitzhak talk for a kolkach, as long as he had beer with somebody, so then it's Mutta ready to be Mesiachet with a Nida. Now if you learn like the Maram, The Baala is a chilek that she's not doing yadayim, that's no verta. This need is doing yadayim. You were never born this need. Granted, the husband was once born. So if somebody once had tashis, now every yichud in the Torah is muti, is allowed to be miyachid with eshes ish and anything, avada not. So the need is no different. Right? If that would be proud, that's a rayat faket. Another rayat the Chazon Ish brings is that there's a sheet of Trumas Hadash and Reish Nun Gimel that says that if Maisa Shalaya, someone got married and he wasn't born his wife, and then she was pierced a needle, so the Ramah brings it down, and then Yoredet, Ramah brings it down La Halacha, that Meika Adin, it's mutter be misyachah with such a need, because you see that you were able to hold back, you were Kavish as Yetzer, not to be born, even when she was Materes, so then, even when she's a needle, you don't have to say Yichud. Spak the Chazon Ish, if Yichud on a needle would be Daraisa, Avadi, we wouldn't be maker with such a Svara. Who cares? But she's a chefsa. She's awesome, because once you held back, so if yichud went out the window, and lema you see that really yichud on a need is only midrabbanan, and memela if you held yourself back, so there weren't geizer because exerius the rabban is only because yitzra talked. But you see that this guy is kavish and yitzra, so you don't have a problem. Because you have a kama v'kamera, it's not like the maram l'chayr that this din of taisis avad only means midrabbanan. Then they kachilak is seifel yitar. There's a tshuvas tuftan v'das like I mentioned before. There, he comes with another pshat in Taisis, a third pshat in Taisis. He learned similar to what you just said, is that Taisis means both together. In order to get out of aim, it has to be a seifel itar plus baala. If you'll have a baala on char rice, which is not seifel itar, it's still awesome at the raisa. And if you have a seifel itar like my nida, but you're not baala, it's still awesome at the raisa. But somehow, a magic trick, if you have both Nakudis, then now it's not daimalayim. There's no, it doesn't make any in the tzvara. I mean, if it's daimalayim, you have to be daimal lecholat tzadam. One difference in aim is fine. Two difference in aim, then all of a sudden there's a problem. But that's what the Tuftan Vadas touches up Taisis. That's how he learns Taisis. It comes out like him. Also, it's going to come out that a nida, which is a pnuya, or even a nida, which is a neshazish, which is loy baaleh, it's going to be awesome medaraisa. Because you need the baala to make it mutav medar, you need the baala to make it not doima la'aim. It's going to come out again, a blitz chiddush that is going to be awesome medaraisa yichud by anida. There's another pshat, another chilek, which we find, is that the Tshuvas Rivash. It's also Tshuvas Harash. The Tshuvas Rivash in Tav Chaf Hei learns that he's mechalek, that a nida on a pnuya is deraisa, the yichud of a nida of a pnuya, but a yichud of a nida whose loy baala is only midrabanan. That's l'chayat pella, because till now, the way we were learning, Seifel Tzor makes it mota, so it's mota even if she's a pnuya. Our understanding of Taisis. And later, Maram's going to say, ni baala. Once you don't have baala, it's going to be also midrabanan, say if you're married to her, say if you're not married to her. But the reverse is mechalek. The reverse holds that if you're not married to her, then a yichud of a nida is going to be deraisa. But if you're married to her and you're loy baala, it's going to be midrabanan. What's pshat? So the Ravash seemingly says, he touches up, that the reason why a nida who's married is muta be yichud, his lashon is, shleichayvu lohaitzi es ishtoi mi beisai. The reason why it's muta is because to asa would mean you have to throw her out of the house. We're not holding by throwing a wife out of the house. Memela, that's why her yichud is muta. If you're not married to her yet, no problem. No, you're not throwing anyone out. Not a problem. So that could be daraisa. But if you're holding, if she's going to be an ishtay nida, she's your wife. It means you have to throw her out of the house or get a shame in the house. That can't be. Mamela, that's going to be mota. This is Dr. Rivosh. Did you come out? This mamish is chilek. That if you're not married to her, it's daraisa. If you're married to her and you're not bola, it's going to be midrabanan. And the Rosh, Grada says the same thing, and the truth is a rush. It's also the same thing in the end of Nida, and Hilchus, and Kitzin Nida, 1 second, and Kiltz Hilchus Nida, the rush says the Kamat, the same thing. He said the reason why Nida, Yichud by Nida, is motto, is had kosha li zayr mi yichud ishtay Nida, because it's schwer to hold back, it's difficult to say that it's also, memele it's motto. The one?
It's really problem. No, it's
an edus from Suga B'Shoshana. Yeah, but how does that work?
It's saying that really it's a double chomer, and the etzim should be also, but Suga B'Shoshana, so there's an edus.
An edus
is saying that even though it doesn't make sense.
Even though it doesn't make sense, yeah, okay, but the attack, what's going on? The ma'isa is, like the rivash, like the rush, this pshat, that this is a new chilek. The chilek is, because you're married to her and you can't throw her out of the house, what's going on? The pasuk is learned out from Aim. It's Exeris Hakosev. Dafka Aim is Mutter. Shara Rais is going to be also. So what's the chilek? You are married to, you're not married to, you have to throw out a house. You don't have to throw out a house. What's going on? So I saw the Chikrei Lev Mutches. Mamish Mutches in the Ebenezer. I think it's Simin Yud Zayin. Yeah, Simin Yud Zayin. Mamish Mutches in the choice to say interesting to Pshotim how to understand where he's coming from. The Rechad Dake Noyam. The Torah couldn't have meant that there's an Issa Yichid by Anida because you would have to throw out. It can't be. He mutches, what's pshat in this rivash and the rush? What's going on? Who cares? You have to throw out a house. It's exeris akosif. I believe pshat is, and I need to say, I believe that the rivash and the rush are being megaltos a different pshat in Gansen. And that is that the exeris akosif was ben misyachere mimoy, but not shai rais. So why is ben yam misyachere mimoy? And it's exeris akosif. But what's a chilek? Just like ben can be misyachere mimoy, so maybe taka shai rais also. What's a chilek? So what I understand is Ben Misyachri Mima is because Hagufu was a Gzeres HaKosa. Gzeres HaKosa was that a Ben which is raised and reared by his mother, that living together, that ever the Torah was Mata. Shara Rais, the Torah, Asit, Lamosham. But if a father cannot be if a father may be Misyachri in Bita, right? Right, the halach, right, Tanaim hold that a father is allowed to be misyakin and bitai. What happened is exerts a cause of tafka benim aim, but shai rais is also. So what's going on? How could a father be misyakin and bitai? What's going on? Exerts a cause of a cat. And it's not soifuli tar, and it wasn't bala, you don't have any to through to matisis. So everyone should be jumping. What's going on? How could a father be misyakin and bitai?
So there's a lot of
Misyachlin's granddaughter also.
His granddaughter also, she doesn't grow,
he's
not raised in his house.
Okay, good. Well, that could be ready. So the way I understand it is, if I can, the father and the daughter is learned out the same way as the son with the mother. That is, if you're reared and raised together, so just like mother was an exception to the rule, so too a daughter was an exception to the rule. Mamela, who hadn't zakti revosh in the rush, they tied up. What's that exception? The exception is that if you're in the house, it's kosher loitzim mebeisei, so mamela, who hadn't an ishtoi nida. So if you're not an ishtoi, so you don't have the problem of loitzim mebeisei, then it's taka going to be awesome with the raisa, because it's dumi dal sha'arais. But shenken, if it's ishtoi, then it's going to be mut, even if it's loibol, that's mut with the raisa, because then it's dumi leim and bas. Look here, that you could say that pshat in. Sorry? Maybe a Teresva Chaisi also, and a Hanami? Okay, fine, you have to know when did the granddaughter kick in. Could be that was if to, all right, whatever. No, once they go with Mavato, the Yates, I've tried with Midaraisa, on the Daraisa Lord, there was a Yates. There was a Yates of a Bito, there was a Yates of a Imoy, there was a Yates of everything. So you have to know when did the granddaughter kick in? When did that become Mutter? Midaraisa, they kicked in later on when Mavato, the Yates. No, it's Xerza Kosov. What do you mean? The Torah came before consciousness. It's Xerza Kosov. Even though you have the grass, the Yates are. Ben Mizakim, it's not a problem.
It used to be
a Yates for the better. Why not? Yates are for all the rights until consciousness was Kachlin Aine. Okay, I just want to be messiah with one more nukuda. Interesting thing is the Yireim in Chavov Kuf Tzadi Beis, depending which the first you have, said they were not goizal anido because it's a gzeir shereiv tziba iaf shalame idolah. It's a new blitz swara. He's talking about on the Rabbanon Dekaleva. The reason why they didn't make anita osa tzichim midrabbanon because it's a gzeir that reiv tziba can't be yam lamed olah. By size, if you were loy baalah. Tasa nida, that's not a problem. I guess it's a one-time thing, the shkefela. But to make it shtendik, that every time she's a nida, you're going to have to be also b'yichot, it's a gzeira kosher, it's a reif tibi yashal lamarla, and if they can't make that gzeira. The problem is, in fushu gemara feket, the gemara in saita, yes, what's the chibbuti nida in saita? Why by nida they didn't make a gzeira, and why by saita they didn't make a gzeira? And the gemara starts, well, saifali tar, because the nida is saifali tar. If the yireim is right, the gemara should say that the reason I didn't do nida because it's a gzeira yashal lamarla, my shaking saita is a gzeira yashal lamarla. And the Ma'ase see Fushi Gemara that's not the chilek. The chilek is only at Seifel Litar. So Taisa holds that Seifel Litar is a Sura Midaraisa, and then Bala Pashas. The way I understand Taisa, Rav Achrenim understand Taisa, that Bala is only a Sura from Midarabanan. All right.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.